connected. It's time for Inside Sports Medicine on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket with your host, Dr. Tio Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Get your sports medicine questions ready and call 888-787-1310.
Dr. Tio Soriao, and that was very insightful.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. The gang's all here this morning. Is it going to rain today or what? I mean, I just need to know.
I don't know, but now I'm thinking about this McGriddle. Like I'm. Jacob, have you had
a McGriddle? I can't do it.
Are you serious?
I can't get around the look. I'm fat as it is, you know. I am not a human that's in what one would call good shape, unless you consider round a good shape. But eating a McGriddle is just like, even the concept of it since it came out, two like syrup filled pancakes.
Sounds amazing.
Dude.
With the stuff mushed together in a sand. I don't know. There's something about it that just screams, do you want to make your heart attack happen sooner?
Artery clogging goodness.
He's correct. Artery clogging goodness.
Do you get stuff on your hands when you eat it? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what syrup.
No. It's not like dripping syrup.
No, it's not dripping. It's just kind of filled, you know.
Like infused.
Hands going to get sticky?
No.
Quality engineering.
You know, I don't like a big burger that's juicy and makes a mess. I can't stand that.
Really?
Oh, no. Can't. I'd rather, no.
Do you go old school and do you like eat your hamburger with the wrapper around it?
All neat.
No, I don't. I don't do that.
You like a dry hamburger?
No, it's not. I don't like the stuff that, I don't like the hamburger that is so thick that, and drips and stuff that it, I just don't like messy foods. I'm sorry. I don't like messy
foods. Yeah, because you're asking me about, like, are your hands going to be sticky? Fact that the McGriddle, how it tastes, like.
That's just me.
Yeah.
I like a lot of McDonald's breakfast stuff, but the McGriddle, to me, I just never been able to kind of get my head around that one.
Yeah. I'm McGriddle naive. I've never had one.
So me neither.
I just need to try.
Yeah.
And someone was talking about the hash browns. Those are so darn greasy. I can't. How do you even?
Oh, but that's what makes them good.
They are, but the McDonald's hash browns are so glorious.
Oh, they're so bad yet so.
I know.
All right, let's get back to business. So,
give me the number, Doc.
888-787-1310. It's been a while since we've done a sports medicine 101 on arthritis, but I thought that it's worth bringing up. Because it is a question that we get in our clinic. I guess it happens for Scott and Kareem and Brad and myself. Every clinic day, we have an arthritis-related question. And the most common arthritis-related question is, what is that? What is arthritis?
Right.
And over the years, I've developed a definition, and maybe you guys have a different definition. But any joint, whether it's a finger or a shoulder or a knee or a spine, any joint is where two bones come together and they move. You know, look at your elbow. You flex it and extend it, they move. But if the bones are rubbing on each other, they'll eventually wear out. So in order to prevent that rubbing of bone on bone, there's a nice, white, shiny layer of smooth cartilage on the end of both bones so that the cartilage rubs on each other and not on bone. Well, that's fine if you're 20, 30, 40, 50. But eventually that layer of white, shiny cartilage, which you've seen on the end of a drumstick, wears out. And it starts to flake off, and it gets thinner and thinner and thinner. And by the time you're 80 and 90, it's bone rubbing on bone. Well, that entire process where the white, shiny cartilage starts to degenerate and the bone starts rubbing on bone, that entire process is arthritis. So you can have the beginnings of that in your 20s, perhaps. You know, we see it in girls underneath their kneecaps. They You know, the beginnings of that white, shiny cartilage degenerating is called chondromalacia. We can see that in their 20s. And eventually, you know, I'll scope do an arthroscopic procedure on a lady in her 50s, and the underneath surface of her kneecap's just raw bone. Mm. Well, that's arthritis. So, what do you tell your people, Scott, in your world of arthritis, or Kareem in your world? What's your definition?
Scott, go ahead. So, I use our old chairman analogy, because, you know, there's two kinds of arthritis. There's the crooked finger rheumatoid arthritis type stuff, and then the wear and tear arthritis, which is what mostly we see in our practice. So I use the analogy that our old chairman, Dr. Mooney, used to say. It's gray hair and wrinkles of the joints.
It's degeneration.
Right. He called gray hair and wrinkles of the spine, because we were talking about back pain. And it's physiologic. And sometimes it's just normal. And sometimes it causes problems that require treatment, but everybody gets it. You know, what's the chance I'm going to get arthritis when I get older? Well, 100%. Because that's a good thing. It means you live long enough to have your joints start to show some wear and tear. That's just normal aging.
Kareem, your thoughts?
Yeah, what you, Doriel, described was perfect description of osteoarthritis.
Right.
The definition of arthritis is just arthro being joint, itis meaning joint inflammation. And what Scott brought up was rheumatoid arthritis. So there's different kinds of arthritis that can be an effect. You think of juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, where kids get inflammations in their joint and their cartilage is normal, but they have joint inflammation. And then what we see a lot in sports medicine is post-traumatic arthritis, where someone may have a chondral injury, where they'll drive the lane and take a knee to another knee and break a piece of cartilage. So technically they have a traumatic arthritis where they've injured their cartilage. They have a traumatic cartilage defect, which is the loss of cartilage in that area, which is a type of arthritis, but it's not global around the whole joint. And so the definition and the words we use kind of define the type of arthritis. We in our world have just kind of dropped the osteoarthritis. It's just when you're seeing an orthopedist, that's typically what you're dealing with, but there's a lot of variations with that.
Brad, what do you tell your people about when someone says, hey, Dr. Ballard, what is arthritis?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of...
We all get it.
Yeah, I mean, assuming we're talking about osteoarthritis, the wear and tear, or the, as Scott, I like the way Scott said, the gray hair and wrinkles of the joints. Assuming we're talking about that, I just explained there's protective cartilage that helps the joint move smoothly. And when that starts going away, you get some pain and narrowing of the joint. Yeah.
So one of the things that is part B to this entire equation is folks' response to arthritis. And I have seen athletes in the NBA with the worst looking knees in the world. Mm-hmm. It is not just flaking off. It is bone on bone. It is bone spurs everywhere. It is just the worst looking thing you've ever seen. And yet they're running up and down the basketball court and performing at a relatively high level. Mm-hmm. Conversely, we've seen 15-year-old girls with just some mild chondromalacia, which is the early flaking of the cartilage underneath their kneecaps, and incapacitated.
Yes.
So how you treat arthritis does not matter what the x-ray looks like. Mm-mm. I'm not treating the x-ray. I'm treating the symptoms that result from it. Kareem, your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I mean, you brought up some good points there. And, you know, what do you, you know, you brought up your NBA guys, and this is probably a good question to ask you. It's how, if you have a prospect and you have someone with that type of wear and tear on the MRI or the x-ray, and you know there's a cartilage problem, how in the world do you know how long that player, let's say you're back with the Mavs, what's the longevity of this player? Do you give him a 1-year, 2-year, 3-year contract? How long do you think until this thing flares up and swells and becomes symptomatic? Because even if they're doing great, running up and down the court, we know it's kind of a ticking time bomb. At some point, there's going to be problems. And I think that's hard to know. I mean, I don't I have no idea when that's going to happen. And then conversely, when you have someone that looks good, the cards looks fine, you're talking that 15, 16-year-old girl with the kind of chondromalacia that we talk about, how long is that going to take till it kind of goes away? Because for whatever reason, you see those tend to get better and they're just more activity-related, but one looks way worse than the other, yet they both experience the same dysfunction, but they're kind of managed the same, but you know one may be way more problematic than the other.
So you brought up a really good point, which is, you know, how do you handle it on the as a team physician in the NBA or in the NFL for that matter? And it's very delicate. It is very, very delicate. And I'll tell you, I've been wrong on both ends of the spectrum. You know, I've typically, if you see a rookie coming into the NBA with an already arthritic knee, we're going to have a problem. Mm. We're going to have a problem simply because it is difficult to manage a long career if you're already arthritic at 19.
AKA Brandon Roy.
Yes. Flip that. We had a trade, and to this day, I still feel bad about that. We had a potential trade with a veteran. It was another team. It was Houston. With a veteran who was in his mid-30s. And his x-ray looked horrible. And he came in for his physical, for his trade physical, and his knee was swollen the size of a watermelon. And I failed him. I flunked him. I said, no, I just don't think he's going to live long in the league. And what ended up happening is the trade fell through, but he played another 7 years. And you're right, Kareem. You don't have a crystal ball. You can't see it. But statistically, if you're young and you're already arthritic, it's not going to have a long career. If you're old and you're already arthritic, I would not sign long-term deals. Yeah. But yeah, but so how people respond to it is also very interesting.
And there's no way to predict.
But hopefully, you know. So again, what brought this up is I saw a lady that was in her mid-50s, and she was having hip pain, and I got an x-ray, and it was pretty bad. And I told her, and this is the first time that she heard that she had arthritis. And I tried to explain to her, this didn't just happen. Yeah. This didn't just start 3 days ago. This has been brewing for years. It's just now that we've crossed the threshold where it's not – you need help with management. All right, quick little break, 888-787-1310. We'll take some calls this last half hour, 888-787-1310, Inside Sports Medicine, coming right back.